This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to a tag-along discussion on the 99 names of Allah. We have here with us Ammar al-Shukri and yours truly, Bilal Khan. We are covering
Al-Afu.
Al-Afu, not Al-Ghafur.
No.
Which is different.
I'm sure we covered Al-Ghafur already.
Yes, we did. We did Al-Ghafar, Al-Ghafur, and Al-Ghafir. And Al-Ghafir, yes.
Okay, so Alhamdulillah, Salah, Salah, Rasulullah. We are now at Al-Afu. And Al-Afu is mentioned in the Quran five times.
Ayn, okay.
Fa, wow.
Ayn, fa, wow. Got it.
Yes. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَفُوًا غَفُورًا.
Okay.
Allah is Afu and Ghafoor.
Okay, so how does it differentiate?
And whenever you have these two, or you have something that's paired together mm-hmm. like that, that indicates that there is a difference between them.
Okay.
They're not identical, right? Okay. There's a difference. This is obviously the symbol for identical.
I was just like, what is he about to do right here?
It's
just
like, it's not identical. All right, so
it's like, do you need a sock or something? You know, it's like, we're going to turn this into a kid's puppet show.
So it's the difference of afu and ghufran. Afu means the removal of the trace of a sin.
Okay. So the removal of any evidence.
Yes, meaning it gets erased from your book.
Okay.
You're not going to be questioned about it on the Day of Judgment because it doesn't exist anymore.
Gotcha. So we should call it the eraser?
Mm-hmm. It's gone. Ghufran is to protect you from the harm of the sin.
Okay.
Still there, but you're not going to be harmed by it.
Okay. But I don't get it.
A mighfar.
Okay.
Helmet.
Oh, so there's impact. Okay. But you're not going to be hurt. Got it. Okay. Whereas opposed to there not being any impact at all.
Yeah, there's no... It doesn't exist. Okay. There is no car accident. There's nothing.
Okay.
Right? But
That's like another one of those alternate reality type things where car accident after boom, whatever, right? And then the guy wakes up, there was no car accident.
Yes. If you guys understand what Bilal said, we'll keep it moving. No problem. But yeah, that's the idea, is that ghufran, you're not...
So ghufran is the helmet.
Yes.
Okay.
Ghufran is, you're okay. You're not going to be harmed by it. It still exists. It's still... Whereas afu is, it's gone without a trace.
Okay.
Right. So afu is beyond, right? Okay. Ghufran. It's a higher level. And Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best. So how do we get our sins erased? You know, this question of Allah Azza wa Jalla being al-afu, we've talked so much about these different aspects of Allah being forgiven. We've talked about al-ghafur. We've talked about al-tawwab. These are all beautiful. How do we get sins erased? Like a person commits a sin, we're all sinners. What can we do? How are sins erased? They're erased in a number of ways. Four of them happen in the dunya. Sins get erased. The first way in the dunya is istighfar.
Okay.
You seek Allah's forgiveness. Allah forgives sins. They go. The second is tawbah. We talked about tawbah when we talked about at-tawwab.
Okay.
When a person repents to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah forgives. And in some cases, like we mentioned, sins can become transformed into good deeds.
Okay.
All of that comes with the goodness of tawbah. The third, a person's committed a sin, they want it to be gone, doing good deeds.
Okay.
Allah says...
Oh, that's your general accounting principle.
What is that?
So if you had a loss, right, to make up for that loss, you need some profit.
Yeah. Okay. That works.
Yeah.
In al-hasanat yuthibna sayyat, Allah says, good deeds erase bad deeds. And the story for the revelation of that verse is that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam having kissed a woman, stressed out about it.
Mm.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
The woman wasn't his wife.
Yeah, she wasn't his wife. Some brothers are stressed out when they do kiss their wives. But this woman wasn't his wife. That's why he was stressed out about it. He did. He came and he prayed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he came to him to tell him. The mm-hmm. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, did you pray with us?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yes. Right? And so he told him that good deeds erase bad deeds. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the man said, Ya Rasulullah, is this just for me? This verse, is it just for me? And the Prophet said, no, for my entire ummah. So we have this concept. When you go to Hajj, that good deed erases your sins. The Prophet said, wudu erases your sins. The prayer, one prayer to the next, one Friday to the next, right? Mm-hmm. They all erase all of the minor sins that are in between them.
Okay.
So this concept is well grounded in the religion everywhere.
Okay.
Then you have the fourth, which is calamities that strike you. You're purified for the pricking of a needle. You're purified for your sickness, your sadness, all of these things that happen to you. If you're patient, that's why we say ihtasib and Allah.
Okay.
Seek the reward of it with Allah Azza wa Jal.
Okay.
And all of that is purification as well.
So number three, doing good deeds, in and of itself would be a form of tazkiyah.
In the sense that it purifies you, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right? The more good deeds that you do, the more you're being purified, for sure. Okay. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions...
So it's almost like, purify yourself or Allah will purify you.
Allah says, take from their wealth. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَاتٍ. Take from their wealth charity that will purify them.
Okay.
Right. That's why we call it zakah. Okay. Right? Because it purifies you. So
Zakiya. So somebody whose name is Zaki, would that make him the one who's pure?
Zaki. There's Zaki.
Okay.
Hold on one second. Let me think about that. It does. Zaki means the one who is pure. No, I believe it's Zaki.
Zaki?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. Because it also means intelligent. But I don't know if that's modern standard Arabic or if that goes back to the root. So
okay.
I have no idea.
Fair enough.
But where was I?
We were talking about number four, when a calamity strikes you, you get purified. And I was asking, well, so therefore you should purify yourself before Allah purifies you.
But the name Zaki is definitely related to purification.
Okay.
For sure. But whether it means the one who is pure, I have no idea.
Okay.
Allah knows best. So back to what you're saying.
You said the four things in dunya?
Calamities. So then you have three after a person passes away.
Okay.
The first is the prayer of the believers. So the prayer of janazah. The second is the torment of the grave.
So the janazah is for the one who passed, not for the one who's alive.
Well, the one who's alive receives reward, but definitely it's for the person who passed.
Okay. I thought it was just like, you know, we're making dua for him, but the janazah is a fard on the community. Okay, cool.
It is an obligation on the community. It's an obligation on the community to take care of this person.
Okay.
Right? It's an obligation on them to bury them and to fulfill their last rites.
Got it.
Then you have the second is... So then the second is the torment of the grave itself.
That's
purification.
Okay.
Some have said, you know, the throes of death, they've categorized that as after, but I would believe that that's part of your calamities in your life.
So when they say,
it's the last calamity that you experience.
So when they say to recite, to sajda and, what was the second one? There's two surahs to protect you from the calamities of the grave.
I don't know of... I know Surah Tabarak.
Yeah, Surah Al-Mulk, yes. The Prophet
said that it interceded on behalf of the person who was reciting it.
Okay.
So...
Wait, Surah Tabarak and Surah Al-Mulk, same, right?
Yeah, same.
Okay.
Then you have the third...
I just realized. It's 30 ayat, right?
Yes.
Ayat a day.
An ayat a day?
You got it in a month.
You want to read it daily?
No, I'm just saying to memorize.
Okay, yeah. In 30 days, you'd complete it. Then you have the third, which is the righteous child.
Okay.
The righteous child praying for you.
Is it specifically to a child or could it be somebody else?
It could be somebody else. It could be the general...
So why is it specific to child?
The Prophet ﷺ said it in the hadith.
Okay.
But it's known that it's not just restricted to the child.
Okay.
Then you have the four in the on the Day of Judgment, or so three in the Day of Judgment.
So janazah, the torment of the grave, and righteous child. That's it?
That's
three,
yeah.
Okay.
Then you have three on the Day of Judgment. The first is the terrors of the Day of Judgment.
Okay.
That in and of itself is purification for a person. They see the sun falling and the oceans ablaze and people walking like they're drunken, but they're not drunken. The punishment of your Lord is severe. And again, to just bring these things close, like if you hear a sound in the middle of the night in your room,
you're totally disoriented.
You're disoriented.
You just woke up.
That's Bilal's way of saying scared. Okay? People are scared.
Okay.
You hear sounds and you don't know, like, is it outside my door? Is it in the attic? Like, where is this coming from? Is it, right? And you get scared. So when you are disoriented coming out of the grave and it's just all of this imagery, all of this, and it's real, it's happening.
Yeah.
That's terrifying, right? It's the greatest terror. And so on the day of judgment, that will be purification for you. And then beyond that is the intercession of all those who intercede.
Okay.
The prophets will intercede. The martyrs will intercede. The memorizers of the Quran will intercede. The believers will intercede on behalf of each other. The angels will intercede on behalf of the believers. So all of these intercessions will take place. And that's also purification of the sin.
So there are people who will be interceding on behalf of the intercessors.
What do you mean? Yes, people intercede on behalf of each other.
Okay.
For sure. Then you have the third and the greatest of the forgiveness of sins is the af of Allah.
Okay.
Forgiveness of Allah. Afullah. Allah will say the prophets have interceded and the angels have interceded, right? And then Allah Azza wa Jalla will look at people and erase their sins. If a person goes through all of these methods of purification and has all of these and gets through all of these stages and they still have sins,
dude,
that person will be purified in the hellfire for a period of time.
Got it.
But people will be purified before they can enter into paradise. And that's why the angels will say to the people of paradise, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتْحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. The angels will welcome them saying, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ طِبْتُمْ. You've been purified.
Okay.
You become طيب, right? طيبتم فادخلوها خالدين. So enter into paradise in eternal residence. But this purification process has to happen. How many of these things, these 11 things that we mentioned, are under your control?
The dunya stuff.
All of them?
Well, istighfar, tawbah, do good deeds. And, well, not the calamity part.
Exactly.
Well, you can seek calamity.
You can what?
You can seek calamity.
Yeah, that's not a smart idea.
But that kind of falls under the good deed area, like the white helmet folks. These are,
you know, all of a sudden you're talking about star troopers to me. White helmets. What are you talking about?
These are these are refugee type conflict zone volunteer helpers.
Okay.
They wear white helmets. They're known, that's what they're known as now.
To show that they're volunteers?
Yeah, I suppose. It's kind of become that brand, but they basically
Even then they're not seeking out calamity.
No, like
none of them is looking to get shot
or
to do anything. Okay. They're doing good deeds.
Yeah, yeah,
right? They're incurring risk, but it's no different. I mean, it's at a higher level, but it's no different than what we do.
They're putting their own lives on the line to help other people, but it's not like they're seeking to get hurt along the way.
So it's really the first three.
Okay.
When you commit a sin, what you have under your control is seeking forgiveness, tawbah, and doing good deeds. So every single one of us should hold on to these with vigor.
Gotcha. So when you say after death, the janazah, the shunorma, the gate, the righteous child, what about the whole hadith about the one who builds a masjid or whatever?
Good deeds.
That's what that falls under? Okay.
Wait, I didn't understand what you're saying.
Well, they say the things that count for you after you have died.
Yes.
Right?
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, sadaqatun jariyah, continuous charity. But we're not talking about reward. We're talking about the forgiveness of sins.
But doesn't reward add to the removal of...
Then you're going back to good deeds, erase evil deeds.
Got it. Okay.
No.
Fair enough.
Okay. So we end here, inshallah ta'ala, with al-afu. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us all. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.